Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 29th. Okay, guys, I'm a little bit sad because this is my last day of recording for a while. Tomorrow, you have the wonderful privilege of hearing Amy Hirsch as we begin our Advent devotional guide, Threads of Promise. You're in for a real treat. I was able to record with Amy and all the different participants who wrote for the devotional guide. I can't wait for you to hear them as we enter into this time of waiting for the birth of our King, as we play out this story of remembrance, of hope, and joy, and peace, and love. But first, we've got to finish well. Today, we're in Isaiah 66, verses 12 through 24, the end of the book of Isaiah. The culmination here, we've been talking about the new heavens and the new earth, and today, we're going to see an image of God that is beautiful. The image of God as a mother comforting her child. And then in the next few verses, we'll hear about final judgment and God's glory. It's this combination of here's what can be in the new heavens if you will trust me. And then there's this image of judgment for those who look upon God and then continually turn their own way. So it's comfort in some ways, and in other ways, it's deep seriousness that there will be two fates for people on earth. And as it says in this passage, many from different nations will come together and see the glory of the Lord, and they will praise him. And then there are others who continually decide that they're not going to follow the Lord and Christ as we know today, who in the end will be banished from the kingdom. And verse 24 is quite shocking, the way that the book ends. So anyway, here we go. Verse 12. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger in fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go into the garden, following one in the midst, eating pig's flesh and the abomination and mice, shall come to an end together, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. And they shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw a bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far away, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me. For their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. And so we end the book of Isaiah, a book of comfort and a book about judgment. They're both married here in these last few verses. We see the new heavens and the new earth and our Lord comforting us as a mother comforts her children. We also see people from every nation coming to be workers in the house of the Lord. And then we see those who have rebelled against God. They try to purify themselves, but God knows their thoughts and their works. And so let us turn it to prayer. Lord, thank you for the comfort that we receive knowing that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has paid the price of redemption for us. Help us to choose not to rebel against him. We acknowledge that you know our thoughts, our works, and our deeds. Purify us, Lord. Transform us by the renewal of our minds and through your Holy Spirit. Make us people who are worthy to enter the garden because of Jesus. It's in his name we pray. And now let's move over to the book of Acts, where we will finish up today. I am longing for more information. When I read this, I want to know, well, did Paul actually appear before Caesar? I have to say yes, because the angel of the Lord said, you'll appear before Caesar. But we don't hear about it in the book. I also want to know, how did Paul die? There's no information here about his imprisonment, or history says maybe he was released and then imprisoned again. Some people think he made it to Spain. We don't really know. The best I can tell is maybe under Nero, between years 64 and 67, Paul was executed. But I guess Luke's point and Paul's point is to take the focus off of Paul and put the focus on the mission, the whole mission that the book of Acts is about, the acts of God's Spirit through his people to bring his word and his truth about Jesus to the nations. It is kind of amazing at the end here. It says that Paul lived for 2 years welcoming people and proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. And so may it be for us today, Lord, that you give us an opportunity and the boldness to share. Acts 28, starting in verse 23. When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in great numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Our final passage for this Bible reading plan is Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Appropriately, let us turn it into a prayer. Will you pray with me? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any grievous way within me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.